colour preferences is answered here. Not surprisingly, it's all to do with personality and the things that we associate colours with. For some, orange is a positive colour, the colour of fire and flames. For others, the first thing they think about when they see the colour orange is, well, an orange. What I liked about this chapter was a test where you see pictures of things. Cars, mobile phones, clothes, and so on, in groups of 10. Identical except for their colour. And you have to grade them in the order in which you like them, based on their colour. A key then analyses your personality based on your answers. This is popular psychology, of course, but the book also has some chapters devoted to serious science. One of these is called It's All in the Mind. Now, you may or may not know this, but our eyes are like our fingerprints. Nobody's are the same. Yet, despite these differences, we all perceive colour in the same way. Light blue is always light blue, no matter how our eyes are structured. Why is this? Well, basically, it all comes down to the brain. To put it simply, our eyes just let in light and our brains do the rest. The chapter explains in some detail how this happens and describes a few experiments you can do at home to see for yourself how it works. It's fascinating stuff and great fun too, of course.
Track 3. Unit 2.
Hello and welcome to today's edition of Book Club. Later we'll be reviewing the latest novel by Lucy Armstrong. But first we're going to look at a new book which has been released to accompany the Colour My World exhibition at the Science Museum. And Kirsten's here to tell us more.
Indeed. Good morning, Jason. Well, it's called Spectrum. It's by Alex McKenzie. And I must say, it's one of the most interesting books I've seen for a long time. There are 15 chapters, and each one looks at a different aspect of colour.
Can you give us some examples?
Indeed. There's a fascinating chapter called The Hidden Jungle, which looks at the way an animal uses camouflage to conceal itself from predators, or make it invisible from other animals when it hunts them. By camouflage, of course, I mean their colour, shape, patterns on their skin, and so on. This was a particularly striking chapter because of its amazing photography.
Oh.
Some of the animals are so well camouflaged that even when you know what you're looking for, it takes time to see the actual animal. So when you do finally find it, it's like an optical illusion.
Any others?
Well, yes. There's a great chapter called A Question of Choice. Have you ever wondered why some people like colours that others don't? Why, for example, would some people never buy an orange car while others would pay extra for one? The question of